Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. To God be the glory for the great things the Lord has done. This is a beautiful and blessed day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. Welcome to the Florida State Conference NAACP 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown. On behalf of our illustrious president, Madam Adora O.B. Nweze, and myself, the Reverend Dr. Rufus L. Wood, Jr., Chairperson of the Religious Affairs Committee, we greet you, we welcome you. Thank you so very much for joining us. This is our third day. We got off to a great start on Sunday, and God blessed us Sunday. God blessed us yesterday. Today is day three, and we are looking forward to a mighty word from the Lord. Andre Crouch wrote the song, "We Need to Hear from You." We need a word from you. Our speaker for today is the Elder Willie Stevens, Associate of the Miracle Temple Church of God in Christ in the beautiful city of Altamont Springs, Florida. He will share with us from the subject Hope in Christ during these challenging times. Receive the word of God. Take it away, Elder Stevens.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is actually Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. I am co-host with Dr. Woods. Unfortunately, at this very moment, Elder Stevens had a technical difficulty, which has caused him to drop from the broadcast, and we are hoping that he's able to call back in, but we're going to move ahead with today's topic, Hope in Christ, and I'll be presenting that topic on today, Hope in Christ. And we are coming from Psalm 42, verse 11. Again, that is Psalm 42, verse 11, reading from the KJV. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Praise God for the reading of his word today. I just want you to let that scripture and this topic marinate within you. Just marinate there for a few seconds. Hope in Christ, not hope in me, not hope in yourself, not hope in the NAACP. And we thank so much Dr. Wood and the president, Ms. Adora O.B. Nweze, for letting us host this. But the hope is not in man. The hope is not even in the credentials that we bring, nor the finances that we have in our bank account. It's not in the pedigree of our names or even the zip codes where we live. But it said in this Psalm 42, verse 11, hope is in God. So as the psalmist wrote this verse, he began to question himself. Have you ever had to do that? To just sit down with yourself and talk with yourself for a minute about your situation, how you got to this point, be it a point where you desire to be or a point where you're not happy being. Have you just ever had to take some quiet time and just sit down and take stock of your situation? Here in Psalm 42, verse 11, that is what the psalmist is doing, because he began to ask himself, self, why are you cast down, O my soul? In other words, when you look back over your life, self, there have been other times that you have gone through. This is not the first time that you've experienced a catastrophe or a calamity. This is not the first time that you have experienced some type of test, trial, or tribulation. So he was questioning himself while simultaneously also encouraging himself. So So he said, self, wait a minute here. I see everything that's going on in the natural. I see everything going on in the home. But why are you cast down? And then he followed that with another question. And why are you disquieted? Why are you unsettled? And he responded to himself, help thou in God. In other words, the same God who delivered you way back when is the same God who will deliver you today. The same God who answered your prayers yesterday and the day before, last week, last month, and last year. The same God who made a way out of no way. You remember that God? That's what he was saying to himself. Do you remember that God when you needed a miracle at that very moment and no one else could do it, but instantaneously God stepped in and did what only God could do? Do you remember, he was saying to himself, when you needed healing and God healed? Do you remember when you needed finances and God opened the windows of heaven and poured you out such a blessing that you didn't have room to receive it? Do you remember when you were alone and you thought that no one cared, but God came in and he reminded you to come unto him, all ye that are heavy laden? Why are you now forgetting who God is? That is what he was saying to himself. Likewise, brothers and sisters here today, that same verse is applicable to our situation. No matter what is going on in your life, each of you listening to me right now, take time and just begin to reflect on the goodness of Jesus so that you can encourage yourself to hope in Christ. Do you remember when God came through for you before? The lines are muted. Nobody can hear you. Just begin to answer that out loud and encourage yourself. Do you remember when you felt there was no way out, but God opened the door of escape for you? Do you remember when you thought your marriage was on its last leg or your child was incarcerated and there was no one else who could reach him or her but God? Do you remember when you didn't have any money in the bank, but God touched somebody to come through for you? Do you remember the times that you were on your pillow crying out at night and no one could hear you but God, and just like he always does, God came through? Oh, praise him today. The songstress said, not the psalmist here, but, you know, the person wrote a song and said, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. In other words, the depths of me begin to cry out, and they begin to come in and even surpass the humanity of me, because I hope thou in God. As we prepare to go into prayer, the psalmist said in Psalm 42:11 that I read unto you today, for I shall yet praise him. Why? He is the help of my countenance and my God. I dare you to hope in Christ today. I dare you to just begin to praise God despite your circumstances, in the midst of your circumstances. I dare you just to begin to say, as the writer said, hope thou in God, my soul, and yet praise him. He is your countenance, he's your strength, he is your provider, and he's never failed you yet. Today will not be a change from his normal characteristic. Let us pray. Hope in Christ. Hallelujah. Just worship God wherever you are right now. As we are going through the NAACP's 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown,
reflect on his goodness. He's that same God. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We will yet trust you. We will yet praise you. We will yet hope in you. We will yet worship, yet glorify. We hope in you. You are God. You are Alpha, our Omega, our way maker. You're the first and the last. You are a problem solver. And because of that, we can't do anything but say thank you. Despite COVID, we say thank you. Despite everything that's going on, loss of jobs, despite the situation politically, we still say thank you because our hope remains in you. Now, Lord, we ask that you would bless everyone listening. Father, touch them, bless them, heal them. Make a way out of no way. Open doors and answer their prayers. Come in and encourage them, Father. Let them know that you love them today. Father, just go with them and prepare the way. Place your angels all around them. Let them know that you are their God. You are still sovereign and there's nothing impossible for you. Now, Lord, we just say hallelujah. We will yet praise you, so we say hallelujah. And for everyone listening, Lord, who has not given their lives to you, we ask that they would repent now and give their lives to you because you want to be their Savior. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. Father, we say hallelujah. Now go into every hospital, every jail. Go bless our first responders. Bless our president. Bless our president-elect. Bless our Congress. Bless them, Father, to pass a stimulus bill to help stimulate the economy of our nation. Father, go into our schools. Bless our educators, Lord. Bless our youth. Go into every home, every church. Bless every pastor. Bless every leader. In the name of Jesus, we all count it done. We come in agreement and say, so be it. Hallelujah. Amen.
We thank you for the word. We want to say that we're grateful to God for Evangelist Williams, allowing the Lord to use her, being the unity vessel, and allowing the Lord to use her to bless us in such a marvelous way. We deeply regret that Elder Stevens had technical difficulties, but we want to thank Evangelist Williams for blessing us. The hymn writer said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So please put your hope in God today. Evangelist Williams, just in case somebody wants to contact you, will you share your contact information?
Oh, yes, sir. They can reach me on my ministry website, rossi.org, law office call, rossiwilliams.com, or social media, Rossi Williams, and Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I.
Thank you so very much. We want to say thank you again for joining us today. We do want to say if you are not a member of the NAACP, we need your support. The struggle continues for freedom, justice, and equality for all people. So please join. You can go to NAACP.org. It will give you the closest branch to you, and we would hope that you would consider joining and supporting us. Now we want to ask you to please join us. We'll be back tomorrow on day four of our 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown. Our speaker will be Pastor Marcus Baldwin of Pensacola, Florida, and he will share with us tomorrow about faith in Christ. God bless you. We do hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And remember, hope in Christ.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out.